The Emotionally Uncomfortable podcast is going live. Yes, you heard that correct. You can come ask your questions and get free live coaching. I'm going to be talking about all things attracting profit and parenting, which if you've been around for a while, profit equals time flexibility, emotional freedom, and all things money and wealth building. And of course, parenting. Come ask about why your kids do what they do, how to motivate your teens, and how you can become the adults they need. And the cool side effect is you can apply these principles to other relationships in your life, like your marriage, team building, and even your own parents. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live to check out the next live podcast recording dates and topics. That's Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, LIVE. See you there.
Okay, ladies, I'm back. Another day. You know what that means. Another podcast. Welcome to Mom is in Control. I'm sure you are familiar with who I am. I'm Heather Chauvin, the host and founder of the podcast. Today, I wanted to do a simple Q&A, and I receive lots of questions in my inbox. So if you'd like to send us a question, you're welcome to do so at support@heatherchauvin.com. Or definitely send it to my Instagram. Send me a DM on Instagram, and you can find me on Instagram at Mom is in Control. So today's question actually kind of coincides with the topic that I wanted to talk about, which is boundaries and energy leaks and not caring what other people think with our life decisions. So I'm going to read the question. Heather, one of my energy leaks is hearing unwanted advice or opinions from my parents or my in-laws. How do I create better boundaries so I don't hear this from them? I've tried to have uncomfortable conversations with my mom, who is the worst at this, and it just gets worse. I don't think I can change her, so how do I not let it bother me? Sometimes I wonder if she says the things that she does because she's jealous of my life with my husband and I, the life that my husband and I have built, which makes me sad for her. But I still don't know how not to let it bother me. Okay. Awesome. So the reason why we're always concerned of how we can change other people's behavior is because of our fear of judgment, right? So if we can change and control other people and their behavior and how they show up in the world, then we don't have to deal with the emotional consequence of what's happening to us, which is being uncomfortable, right? So if we don't like how someone says something to us, our go-to, our automatic default is to want to change that other person and manipulate them because we always want to be comfortable. But you and I both know that that is impossible because you can have two of the same people that have heard the exact same thing and one person be triggered by it and not the other. So one of the energy leaks is hearing unwanted advice or opinions from your parents and in-laws. I got you. I get this all the time. And sometimes I notice I do it to my kids as well. My oldest is the most vocal about it because he's 14 now. The 9 and the 6-year-old, they don't really care. But my 14-year-old will say to me, "Yeah, Mom, I got it. Yep, yep. Okay, you can be quiet now." And when he says things like that, I think to myself, I'm giving unsolicited advice. And, you know, sometimes I just find myself caring and also be like, don't cross the road. Don't do this. Don't do that. And he's like, "Yeah, Mom, I'm a big boy. I got it." And I do it from a place of love. I do it from a place of caring. Does it come across as overbearing? Heck yes. But it's all coming from a place of love. So oftentimes when we're getting unsolicited advice from other people who care about us, what we don't realize is are those people, that's how they just want to love us up. Does it get annoying? Of course it gets annoying, but we have to realize that the more we consciously become aware of our own emotional intelligence, the more we can realize that people are just constantly projecting their own crap onto other people. And example, I remember for Christmas, I gave, I don't even know if I told you guys this, I gave my father-in-law a gift certificate for an energy healing treatment. He has, you know, he's older, he has problems sleeping and yada, yada, yada. So I'm like, oh yes, Heather knows what to do. So I give him, you know, a gift certificate for something that I enjoy and something that I value. Well, he looked at me and said, I'm not going to use this. So at first I was a little triggered, but the truth is, who am I to try to change his beliefs, right? It is going to be up to him to change his belief system around, you know, the actions that he wants to take. And if he's not willing to try new things, then that's not for me to push on him. So oftentimes remembering that people are just giving us advice, unsolicited advice, because they care about us and they want us to be happy and healthy. And if we look at our own behavior, let's just be honest, we are all human. We give unsolicited advice all the time. Consciously, I try not to do this, and people literally pay me to give them advice, or, you know, to push them and give them feedback. So I try my best to, you know, ask people like questions about what do you want? How do you want to feel? And all of those things. But when you are in this industry of giving advice to people, sometimes it's really hard to shut your mouth when people aren't asking for your advice. So realizing sometimes when we're talking to people and they're giving us unsolicited advice, people also do not know how to listen. They don't know how to listen and just hold space for people. People get so uncomfortable and everybody is just always wanting to change everybody and help them and save the world that we're too busy giving people advice rather than asking them, what do you want? How do you want to feel? Go do that. What else? What other part of your question? I don't think I can change her. So how do I not let it bother me? This is big. How do you not let it bother you? So I always say it when someone verbal diarrheas all over you, when someone, you know, dumps their crap on top of you, whether it was unsolicited advice or they just used you as like, a punching bag or a sounding board and you kind of walk away and feel like energetically gross. This is what I do. If I can, I take a physical shower. I'll come home, or if I'm home and I'm just feeling off, I physically use water to cleanse myself. I'll wash my hair, I'll wash my body. If I still don't feel like that did it for me, I will physical exercise. I push that energy out of my body. I'll drink lots and lots of water, and I'll visualize that all of the crap that someone just kind of projected all over me, it's going through my body and it's filtering through my body. I'll write it out. But 9 out of 10 times for myself, physical movement typically moves that energy through me. So when people are giving me advice that I didn't ask for, or everyone else is telling me how I should live my life, or telling me how I should parent, or telling me how I should look, or that I should stop swearing on my podcast, I just, you know, to be honest, I'm like, thank you, delete. Thank you, delete. I have to ask myself, is it worth, you know, letting that go, or am I sacrificing my integrity of who I am? And if the answer is I'm sacrificing the integrity of who I am, then I don't take that advice on and I let the rest go. Let's see the other part of your question. Sometimes I wonder if she says these things because she's jealous of the life that my husband and I have. I'm going to be honest with you about this part of the question. I think that could be very true. I think oftentimes, even though, you know, I look at my boys and I think, okay, one day you may be married, maybe, who knows, to a woman or a man or whoever you choose, but there's going to be these women in your lives, most likely. We'll see. And how am I going to feel about that? And I'm hoping that I'm going to want the best for my kids. But I do often think that our children can mirror things to us, and we can look at them and we can say, oh, must be nice. You have it so easy. You know, I gave you everything you want, and you know, you have a great partner. Well, if you only knew what my struggles were. So we have to be very, very conscious as parents that we're not projecting our own insecurities onto our children. I've seen this all the time, even in my own life, where some of my successes that I assumed people would be happy for my success actually weren't, and they were jealous of it. And I couldn't comprehend why they would be jealous of it, but they were. So this could very well be true, that people unconsciously will project their crap onto other people, even when you think it's the person that's supposed to be your cheerleader. So how do you not let these things bother you? I think the fear of anything, the fear of judgment, the fear of success, the fear of failure, fear in general, fear of not being enough, these are common fears. These are common universal fears that we all feel. I feel them all the time. Every time I hit publish on a podcast, I'm like, was that enough? Is that good enough? I know people are judging me. I know people have perceptions of me. I know people have comments. I know all of these things. And it's about courage. It's about living the life that you want to be living. So every day I ask myself, am I living for myself or am I living for other people? And the more integrity I get with myself, the more I prioritize how I want to feel and how I want to be a mother and how I want to be a wife, you know, and what I want my business to look like and how I want my clients to feel, the more in alignment I am with me and the less I am with who the outside world wants me to be. So this is a very uncomfortable way to live your life. It takes courage, right? It takes courage to be yourself. Unfortunately, I have to say that life in general is uncomfortable. So you're either uncomfortable because you're living by everyone else's design, or you're uncomfortable because you're living by your own design. So be prepared that life in general is uncomfortable. But the more courageous you are, the more you take action towards who you want to be and how you want to feel, the less you will actually care, because you will be so addicted to the feeling of joy in your being, and you'll just be smiling when people are laughing at you and judging you. So I hope that answered your question, and I look forward to reading more on the podcast. Thank you, ladies. Talk soon.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.